This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what we're going to get to today is we are going to be talking about this government is no more Biden's than it was Trump's. I am reading a book right now called Common Sense by one of the least religious signers concerning our forefathers. That's what we were told. That's what we were told. But that's all I'm seeing throughout this book, friends, is nothing but reference to Scripture. And this is the least religious forefather that we had? Oh, my goodness. I mean, when I read his book, it's like, man, this is more powerful than the best that we have in the church and the hierarchy in America today. He is much more firm in his beliefs and in his faith. No question about it. I mean, this guy's got his feet upon the rock. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I did an article this morning asking the question, where are people getting their information from? This government is no more Biden's than it was Trump's, and no more Obama's than it was Bush's, no more that of Clinton's. Than it was Senior Bush. I mean, the list goes on. We are the government, okay, period, under God. It's not what they are doing. No, it's what the people in this country, we the people, are allowing them to do, right? Again, it comes back to responsibility, because if we fail to do it, what's going to happen is exactly what we're seeing transpire today before our eyes. If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. You'll find us on social media platforms. Go to the top of that page, click on to SOL Radio Live, and you will find us on social media platforms. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. We'd love to hear from you. By the way, this morning I got another useful idiot taking shots at me, and just so you can understand what we endure over here, and it's okay. We're big boys. We can handle it. Just talking about how I'm not willing to debate the facts concerning the foundations of who we are as a country. And it's like, I don't know, did somebody forget to hear me? Send the fleece out or the request if you want to call in probably 3 to 4 times every show. You can do so. Well, I'm going to give you that number again just so we can set the record straight, because I'm here to do just that. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. I'm right here. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? That's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And folks, there's a whole lot of that going on here today. Oh, my goodness. It truly is. Okay, well, let's start this off by hitting off a couple things I just want to highlight really quick. So Breitbart just reported former WWE wrestler Sarah Lee dead at 30 years old. Okay, that's what they reported, okay? I also noticed that there's about 7,100 comments from people who apparently knew who she was. And it's interesting, I also noticed that many of the people that were liking onto this article were people that I'm very familiar with across the boards. Apparently they're spending a lot of their time watching WWE, enough to know who Sarah Lee is. Now, what's interesting about this, and it shows you what they're doing with their spare time, by the way, the Lord does condemn this. Read Jeremiah 11:13 when you get a moment, okay? For those that try to justify themselves by watching that which is deception, and deceptive from start to finish concerning WWE, I say this, shame on you. That's all you've got time for? Is to sit there and watch a bunch of grown-ups pretend like they're at war with each other? And how many times have they told you that it's fake, but yet you keep buying tickets and you keep watching this in your spare time rather than studying and show yourself approved unto God in 2 Timothy 2:15? No, it shows you where your priorities are at. But again, let me just go over to this because I want you to check this. Former WWE wrestler Sarah Lee, dead at 30 years old. The first thing it says is former wrestler Sarah Lee, winner of the WWE's Tough Enough series, has died at the age of 30, according to her mother. Now, this is the first thing it says, okay? It is with a heavy heart that we share the news that our Sarah Weston has gone to be with Jesus. Okay. Well, Bradley, who are you to judge? I'm just a fruit inspector. That's all I'm doing. We're to judge men by their fruits. And to suggest that Sarah Lee, unless she got saved, and I hope that she did, was converted, this doesn't to me sound like a converted person. This sounds like a person that is led by the spirit of the world to the appeals of that which is approved concerning the approbation of carnal men and reprobates. Isn't it interesting how when someone dies, they're just ushered right into heaven? Reminds me of a story of a kid that was inside of a strip joint and he was shot down during a drug deal that went bad. During his funeral, the preacher was preaching to all this man's friends. There was a couple hundred people in that funeral home talking about how he is ushered into heaven. I want to tell you something, folks. These are people that don't know the Word of God in any sense of the word at all. And the fact of the matter is these people, such people as this, that live for the world and live in the world and act accordingly to the spirit of the world, which is a spirit of Antichrist, to suggest that they're in heaven, folks, you might want to take the time to reread your Bibles. Okay? Reread your Bibles. Okay? So aside of that, I just wanted to make sure everybody understood that it does tell us in the book of Judges that we were warned concerning judgment of false teachers. Beloved, although I was very eager to write unto you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write appealing to you to contend, fight for the faith that was once all delivered to the saints. For a certain people have crept unnoticed who long ago were designated for this condemnation, ungodly people who pervert the grace of our God into sensuality and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Are we supposed to contend with them? Or are we supposed to give way to this and actually believe within ourselves that everybody goes to heaven when they die, although when they're alive, they live like the devil? I am completely blown away at the biblical ignorance that takes place in this country on a daily basis. Hey, folks, the Lord is not going to bear witness to your lie. And if that doesn't bear witness to the state of things in the present, that the Lord is not going to bear witness in vindicating you who are in your iniquities, I would strongly suggest that you repent and read the Word of God to understand that the Lord is not a man that he should lie. And he is a righteous, holy judge. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there. Disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Highlighting from Breitbart, they just reported former WWE wrestler Sarah Lee dead at 30 years old. And the first thing he talks about is how she's gone to be with Jesus. And I was just highlighting the fact that there was a kid, this is a true story as a matter of fact, it was a kid where a drug deal went bad in a strip joint and he was shot down dead. A couple hundred of his friends show up at his funeral and listen to the hireling, John 10:12, in the pulpit talk about how he's being ushered into heaven. I can't find that in Scripture. You know what that alleged preacher did? I shouldn't say self-proclaimed preacher just did. He just justified the lifestyle of the man that was shot dead during a bad drug deal in a strip joint and his lifestyle. He just justified it and said it's okay, you're still going to heaven. Folks, I'm here to tell you that that is the furthest thing from the truth on so many different fronts. 1 Peter 4:18 tells us this, King James Version, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Doesn't the Bible say something about be ye holy as I am holy? Yes, it's a work of the Holy Ghost and a regeneration and a renewing of the Holy Ghost, Titus 3:5. But we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us, unto righteousness. And when we hold to His Word, what does the Bible say? The Holy Ghost comes in when we're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, but Christ that liveth in us, and the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God. We bear our cross. We deny ourself, and then we take up that cross and we go after Him. And when we go after Him, we know concerning His doctrine, John 7:17. But how do we put this up with the fact that everybody's going to heaven when they die? It's just scripturally not true. Matter of fact, Martin Luther said, "But Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should have never foreseen or once suspected, he hath raised up a sect of such as teach that the Ten Commandments ought to be taken out of the church, and that men should not be terrified with the law, but gently exerted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." And isn't it interesting how so many want their ears tickled by teachers that are preaching a false gospel? I'm thinking of 2 Timothy 4:13, I believe, and also Galatians 1:8. Okay, so let's get this right. Let's put it into context. The Bible is clear in 2 Corinthians 10:6 that what? "And having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Okay? The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, friends. Not go ahead and use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Do what you want, how you want. And when you die, you're going to be with Jesus, who died for your sins. You've got it completely upside down. That's got to be a confused state to live in, to say the least. And why is that? Read Daniel 9:7. Again, you'll understand. One more point. "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and there be few that find it." Guess what the word few means? It means few. One more point that I wanted to make concerning former WWE wrestler Sarah Lee, who's dead at 30, who spent her life deceiving people for their money. It's interesting, not only has she been ushered into heaven, the first thing I was looking for, and by the way, I didn't expect that, but I did, and I've seen it so much, especially from professors, that it sickens me to no end, but therein lies the problem in this country right there. But it was interesting when the cause of death, everybody I'm sure is looking for the cause of death, it tells us that no official cause of death has been relieved. Oh, isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, before the pandemic, did you ever see that before in all of your life? Wow! You can't make it up, can you, friends? Isn't that crazy? I'm on Health Impact News right now, just keeping you up to par as to what's going on. They're pushing the experimental drugs on kids now. Kids are dying in droves. And I'm looking at nothing but statistics concerning the people that are dying from the experimental jab. And it's also interesting to note that I'm looking at Health Impact News, where it tells us that 32 young Canadian doctors died suddenly in the past 16 months while fully COVID-19 vaccinated. Okay, that number's up to 64, by the way. Okay, so when you see and you hear the new response to why people die today, there is no official cause of death. I never seen that before the last 3 years. The reason they're not sharing that with you is because they don't want to startle anybody. They don't want you to think about what's going on here, friends. I want to show you something on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. I want you to see this individual that was driving a bus in a foreign country. And, of course, you know that he got his experimental jab. And it's very disturbing to watch. It lasts for less than a minute. I'll narrate for those that are listening to us in 157 cities. And so let's go, and I'll show you exactly what it is that Big Pharma doesn't want you to see. It's a bus driver that is picking people up and dropping people off, and the camera's right on him, and he's in his box, his driver's box, and all of a sudden when you're looking at him, he just, his eyes and his head begin to go straight up, his eyes widen, both of his arms like he's freezing up, he's almost like a paralyzed state. It seems like he's trying to reach out to somebody to tell him something's wrong, and at the same time, he lets go of the brake and the steering wheel, the bus goes forward, and you can see him right now on social media platforms, folks, he's completely paralyzed, and it's a long, if this is a heart attack, folks, it's a real long heart attack. The bus crashes into several vehicles, and this man is gyrating violently. Violently. Did you hear what I said? Violently. And this goes on. And by the way, you don't see him die on the video. He just gyrates violently. This is the side effects that are taking place concerning those that have taken the experimental jab. Okay, so let's quit acting like we don't know why all these people are dying. I'm not saying in every given case that's what they're dying from, but what I am telling you, friends, is don't act like this is all of a sudden adult syndrome death. Right? They're telling people that this is bewildering. They're confounded. They don't know why all of a sudden these adults are just falling over dead. They don't understand why people, after they took the experimental shots, are ending up in the hospital with adverse side effects from lesions on their body, to blindness, to amputations, to heart failure, lung failure. All the list goes on. They just don't know what is going on, and they expect you to follow that lead. Read Jeremiah 5:21 if you still haven't caught on to what I am trying to state here. This is absolutely astounding, to say the least, that people are going along with this. You know what's crazy about all of this? Outside of the fact that the American people, since 1973, have given a pass to corruption to murder their own children, it shows you who they listen to, because they chose to murder their babies, equivalent to at least the numbers that we're told is 63 million babies. Boy, and you thought Adolf was bad. Oh, my goodness. Right? What's interesting to note is we look at that, and then we look at all the people dying around us, ending up in the hospital for adverse side effects, and we just want to go ahead and give it a pass. As if to suggest that sooner or later it's not going to come to us. Isn't that insane? Oh, folks, here, I want you to see this, because this is what's coming to my aid right now. I want you to listen carefully. The Lord said he would not overlook iniquity in any sense of the word. When I go to Amos 9:2, this is what's coming to my aid right now. And it tells us that though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them. And though they climb up to heaven, thence I will bring them down. Wow, that's pretty thorough, isn't it? It tells us in verse 3, and though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. Though they are driven into exile by their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them, and I will set mine eyes upon them for evil and not for good. Who are those people that I'm talking about? Oh, I'm talking about those that call themselves the children of God. Right? And you know what it tells us in the book of Amos? Those that say it will never happen here, the Bible tells us that they will be the first ones to go to the sword. That's right. That's right. That's what Scripture says. Hey, folks, it's always safest to be on the Lord's side rather than to deceive ourselves into believing that we are, when we all the while know within conscience that we are not. And conscience meaning with knowledge. Folks, I just gave you the knowledge. Folks, Acts 20, verse 21. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
The entire Uvalde School District police force has been suspended. This comes more than 4 months after the mass shooting at Robb Elementary. Several investigations into the police department and its response to the massacre that left 19 children and 2 teachers dead are ongoing. The shooting at Robb Elementary was one of the deadliest in the country. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton thinks President Joe Biden overstated the situation with his Armageddon remarks.
I think anytime we contemplate the potential use of nuclear weapons, we've got to take it seriously. And I think the president's comment overstated the gravity of the situation we're in right now. It is not inevitable.
This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You know, it's just astounding to me, folks. There's no winning, folks, here, right? So I just get somebody to release a little statement or a post taking a shot at me. You know, advertising up front stopped me from viewing. Then move along. If you're going to, because you don't have the patience to wait for 2 minutes. Knowing all the well we are privileged to be on Genesis Communication Networks and we're broadcasting live into 157 cities. Let me ask you, how many show hosts are you going to hear say that? If we were serving our sponsors, you would never hear that in a million years. Then move on. That's all the more you care about where you came from and who you are and where we're going. That's fine. Then stop viewing. And on the other hand, thank you for making us the number one, number two show out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. I totally appreciate it. There's just no winning with people. If anything, at least now you understand a little more as to what we deal with constantly. A bunch of little babies. That's exactly what they are. A bunch of little babies. Let me get over to this. And I want to get to the main topic here because it's important that I do so. When I started reading the book, because when I was out in Common Sense by Thomas Paine, I was actually at Williamsburg. And we were inside of one of the stores, and the whole reason we went out to Yorktown, Jamestown, Williamsburg, and D.C. is because we were going to do a more in-depth study concerning our foundations and where it is that we came from. Because it's like I know a little, but I want to know a lot more because I don't know enough. And we're never beyond learning. And so when I'm there, I look at the Thomas Paine. And so what I do is I get the book. It's called Common Sense. It was actually the flame that lit the fuse to the revolution and the War of Independence. And I also knew that Thomas Paine was like one of the least religious forefathers. And I also knew that our forefathers and know that our forefathers are extremely intelligent people, extremely. So I got the book, and I got three others too as well. But I'm still reading it right now. I'm a little over halfway with it. But right when I started to read the book, the first thing I thought of is the fact that you're being taught that our forefathers were not Christians. And I don't understand that. I mean, I do understand that the Lord will, in spite of us, still his will prevail. Good, bad, or ugly, that's your call. It depends on how you respond, and it depends on who he's showing mercy to, okay? And so I started reading it, and it was like, oh my goodness, because I've read other founders, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, Roger Sherman, Robert Livingston, I mean, folks, Robert Winthrop, the list goes on. And I can handle the way that they write. But again, you still need your Webster's 1828. Going back to Thomas Paine, once I got over to Thomas Paine, I started reading this like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And you're in the modern day professors want you to think your forefathers were ignorant. Oh my goodness. I am dredging through that book, and let me put it this way, not dredging. I'm honored that I have the materials to read so I can reestablish what it was that they established. I mean, this is the guy that said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. I mean, he was an honorable man. So what I did is I got my dictionary and I started to process. I started to dig for the gold nuggets. Let's put it that way. That's more upright in the way I wanted to convey it. And so what I did is I started going through it. And the first thing I started noticing is him making reference to God. I started to notice the referencing to Scripture by Thomas Paine, the least religious forefather, we're told. And then I started noticing the reason for independence. And I started noticing the boldness and the courage. Listen to me again. The boldness and the courage. The willingness to fight for. And I kept seeing this reoccurring thing, just like I see it in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution. Their willingness to fight for their, guess what? Posterity. Everything they did it for their kids. Guess who their kids are? Guess who their posterity are today, friends? Me and you. And boy, they were willing to lay it all down. Their lives, their fortunes, their reputations. They didn't care. They just wanted to make sure that you had a future and that you had a hope. Okay? And I started noticing him making reference to Scripture. The first thing I noticed was in 1 Samuel 8:10-22. Remember when the children of Israel asked the Lord for a king? Do you remember this? And it displeased the Lord. And it displeased Samuel. And Samuel went to the Lord and said, Lord, look what they're asking you for. And the Lord said back to Samuel, the prophet, whose words not a one fell to the ground. Do you remember what the Lord said to him? Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. They would rather adhere to the custom and tradition of fallen man in the way of the heathens rather than be led and ruled by God. If you look at our Constitution, as a matter of fact, friends, and our Declaration of Independence, which precedes the Constitution, it's the seedbed, you will see exactly who our forefathers made an appeal to. You will see exactly how they responded. And how they responded was to the Word of God by throwing off tyrants. They didn't listen to the hiring in the pulpit that talked about how we're supposed to submit to corruption regardless, or authorities regardless, if they're good or evil. Not knowing the Word of God in Romans 13. No, that's all they have to do, by the way, is go to Romans 12:21 and see that the church is called to be the light and the good that overcomes the evil, which precedes Romans 13. And nowhere can you find in Scripture our forefathers were commanded, or the patriarchs of the faith were ever commanded to submit to a tyrant. Nowhere. But yet this is how we're being told today. And when we look to our forefathers, we can see that's exactly who they were as well. And when I look at the patriarchs of the faith, the Martin Luthers, I look at the Cromwells, I look at William Wallace, I look at what they did and look who they obeyed in establishing the freedoms that we have today. They obeyed God. They obeyed the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it's interesting, when you go to 1 Samuel 8:10 through 22, you can see what the Lord had told him. This is what's going to happen. He said, this is going to be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. And he wasn't just talking about Saul. He was giving you a broad stroke of the history of the heathen kings. Desiring to have a king, Americans, especially the American Christians and Christians in the 55 countries that we broadcast into, desiring a king to submit to is a heathen custom. It wasn't the Lord's idea anywhere in Scripture. But because the people asked for one, this is what the Lord told them. This is what I'm going to do. I'll give you this guy. But this is what's going to happen. I'm going to give you the characteristics, the attributes, and the doings of the heathen king so you can understand it's going to happen here too. Okay? This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself. Sound familiar, Americans? For his chariots, his military, and to be his horsemen, and some that run before his chariots. Men of war. Sound familiar? Do the politicians today, friends, go to war when they create them or contrive them? Or do they send your sons? Verse 12, and he will appoint his captains over thousands, captains over fifties, and will set them to ear ground and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries, and to be cooks, and to be bakers, and he will take your fields, and your vineyards, and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. Is that exactly how a heathen hierarchy is established? Exactly like that. Exactly like that. Is that how we're supposed to be established in this country? Absolutely not. When you look at the Constitution, as a matter of fact, it even talks about how no president is to be what? Hold the title of nobility. He's not to be given a title. Why? Because in America, we submit to no king but King Jesus. That's how our Constitution is established. When you look at Article 6, Section 2, it's a supremacy clause. Okay? That is the law under God in common law. I'm going to get to that. I'm jumping ahead of myself just a little bit. But did you notice that he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest of young men and your donkeys and put them to his work? Do you notice this more and more and more? Hey, folks, we're being restricted. But what's happening with governments today? Oh, my goodness. Not only are they overreaching, but they're expanding like mad. Are they not? Look to the left. Look to the right. Look to the east. Look to the west. Look to the north. Look to the south. Look before you. Look behind you. Government is expanding. It's exactly what the Lord warned us of. And here again, we are here. He will take the tenth of your sheep taxes, and you shall be his servants. And you shall cry out in the day because of your king, which you shall have chosen, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to hear the voice of the prophet Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us. You know what? All but entitled today, that's exactly what the American people have reestablished in their country. Look at the way the American people treat their politicians. They treat them like kings. Did you know that back in the 50s under President Harry Truman, did you know that he used to walk up and down the streets shaking the hands of his constituents? He didn't have armed security detail. It didn't cost $150,000 for the security details to go before him and behind him and to send out helicopters and airplanes to protect the guy. No, if that doesn't tell you that they don't work for the people, I don't know what does. Here, let me bring it in a little bit closer so you can understand. When you go to Washington, D.C. now, you used to be able to go up to the very back of the White House, probably a couple, I'm thinking 150 yards. All that's completely backed off now. You can't even go close to it. In the front, they keep raising the fence that protects the president from the people that he's supposed to serve. He's treated like a king by the American people because the mainstream media knows to keep him in the eye of the people continuously for that very purpose, giving the impression that he is a king when in fact he is not. We have a limited form of government, and those people that serve we the people under the king, Jesus, they are servants. They are not leaders. They are followers of Christ upholding his law, Isaiah 42, 21, Psalm 40, verse 7, 8, 10 of Hebrews, 10, 7 of Hebrews.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay. I was just talking about it's a heathen custom to desire a king. And yet the American people have become accustomed to adhering themselves to the customs of that of the heathen in desiring a king. Well, Bradley, we don't have any king. Well, then why do you treat politicians like a king? In the fact of the matter is what I just said is absolutely true, and you know it is. And how many times did our forefathers tell us in warning us to beware of the party spirits? Wow. Wow. You know, it's interesting. I was just on Amos 6:3. It says, "Woe to them that are at ease in Zion." Okay, that trust in the mountain of Samaria, which are named amongst the chief of the nations to whom the house of Israel came. He says, pass ye unto Calna and see, from thence go up to Hamath the great, then go down to Gath of the Philistines. Be they better than these kingdoms, or the border greater than your border? You that put far away the evil day and cause the seed of violence to come near. It means because you fail to hold it to heart and deal with the corruption, Psalm 94:16, it is going to come, violence is going to come, the seed of violence is going to come near to you, to your front door, saith some translations. Highlighted it yesterday. Okay. So, I started the show off today asking the question, where do the people get their information? That this is Biden's government. This is no more Biden's government than it was Trump's. It's our government, under God. If we can keep it, our republic, said Ben Franklin to the woman that asked the question. We the people under God are the government. It's not they versus us. It's no, they, as to what we tolerate, as to what they do and what they don't do. Now, yesterday, this all came up. Someone posted that our government is Biden's government as to suggest that he can do what he wills with it. It's not true in any sense of the word. It's not true in any sense of the word. If the people know their rightful place in government, as the government, they will not tolerate what they see in corruption or the corrupt administrations on display before their eyes even today. Now listen, he simply does what the people allow and prohibit him to do. Nothing more, nothing less. Because after all, they are not a government unto themselves. This is what I said yesterday. When you read the Declaration of Independence, the first thing it starts to talk about, because I highlighted the fact that it's under God, what does it tell us? That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Right? Where do we receive our inalienable rights? From our Creator. Okay? There is no more Biden's government than it was Trump's government or Obama's government or Bush's government, but yet you hear the American people that don't know their left hand from their right hand talking about how it's their government. Look what they're doing with it. Where are people getting their information from? John Wycliffe, by the way, he was right when he said this, and I want you to check this out because it's, and that's probably a show within itself. You know that John Wycliffe himself translated the Word of God. I'm thinking of Tyndale, forgive me, my bad. John Wycliffe said the Bible is for the government, of the people, by the people, and for the people. Yes, it's true. See, now, if the American people don't want to take responsibility in righting those that are doing the wrongs the way that their forefathers did, then the American people will get exactly what it is that they deserve. Read Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and again, Amos 6:3 comes to my aid. Now, as we all know, the Declaration of Independence is just that, a declaration of the abuses and usurpations of the tyrant king that would not be ruled by God. Just as I wrote what it is that we are now seeing today in the present. Remember what our forefathers penned. Your forefathers, this is what they penned. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. The American people have been so dumbed down and desensitized and destroyed because of their lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6, that they're totally enthralled and taken with their favorite politicians. And because they like them, they don't pay attention to what he does. They just pay attention to what he says. And then they're stripped of their God-given rights, but they continuously turn around and praise him regardless. Donald Trump was a prime example and is a prime example of that. No matter how many times I show you the fruit of his criminal administration, you just keep going right along with him. He's nothing short of a narcissistic gossip. That's all he is. And he's a point man. That's all he is. Hey, folks, listen to me carefully. Our forefathers, just think about this. Our forefathers didn't submit to the things that you're submitting to in any sense of the word. Instead, they merely threw off his murderous and oppressive rule and put themselves under him who makes men truly free, God the Father. That is if they love him enough to obey him. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17. This is what I want to get off more than anything concerning this show. Because it's nothing short of a further affirmation and confirmation of all the well-knowing as to where we came from and who our forefathers were. And if you want to challenge it, now's the time to do it. Don't wait for five more minutes to do so at the end of the show. 1-866-582-9933. Listen to what Thomas Paine, the man who has been labeled by many as the least religious forefather, wrote in his book, Common Sense. Remember, that book was read by Washington. It was read by our forefathers. And it sold hundreds of thousands of copies throughout the colonies to awaken the colonies as to take no more of the abuses or usurpations of the king that would not be ruled by God. This is what Thomas Paine said. You ready for this? I hope you are. But where some says is the king of America. That's what he said, Old English. But where some says is the king of America. Thomas Paine says, I'll tell you, friend, he reigns above and doth not make havoc of mankind like the royal brute of Britain. Does that sound familiar, friends? And doth not make havoc of mankind? Over the last couple of days, we've been highlighting Biden's criminal administration. Folks, they're stacking your military with men that are dressed like women. They're weakening your military. And there's a purpose for that. They're allowing the Chinese to establish a police force in New York. They're calling for the DOJ to step in and put their foot down through the use of the Gestapo. I'm sorry, the FBI. And I'm talking about the bad guys in the FBI. It's an unconstitutional agency. Okay, they have no lawful standing. But yet now they're being used to go out and raid innocent people because the American people sit back and allow them to do it. It's a dangerous game, folks. And I'm talking about the corrupt. It's a dangerous game in which you're playing. And I would say to all of those bad guys in the FBI, you better pay attention to the fact that you're doing for them what they would never do if it was left them to do it in a million years. So why are you doing it for them? Oh, because you're doing your job? No, you're not doing your job. You're a fool is what you are. Just think about that. They wouldn't do what they're commanding you to do. They're putting you in harm's way to assail the innocent. And if you are to uphold the Constitution, then deal with the corrupt that are giving you the command to violate the innocent. No, it's your job to stand up against them, not against the innocent, as I said yesterday. I'm going to bring this show to conclusion with this. Thomas Paine said, but where some says is the king of America. I tell you, friend, he reigns above and doth not make havoc of mankind like the royal brute of Britain. Yet that we may not appear to be defective honors, let a day solemnly be set apart for proclaiming the charter. Let it be brought, placed on the divine law, common law, the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. Let a crown be placed thereupon, by which the world may know that so far as we may approve of a monarchy, which they did not, they threw it off, that in America, you ready for this? That in America, the law is king. There's war in the streets of America on a 24/7 basis over the last how many decades in this country. Always remember that in war, the law is silent. I got a question. Where are the preachers to preach law to grace? Galatians 3:24, Psalm 19:7, preaching the full counsel of God that have the law of God written in their hearts, because that is a child of God. When you read 8:20 of Isaiah, what does it tell us? If they speak not, listen carefully, folks, in ending, if they speak not according to the law, make distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. I'm talking about moral law, which was never abrogated. If they speak not according to the moral law of God and establishing it to establish peace and righteousness within the gate, you have yourself a hireling. And if I were you, I would flee from that hireling, because he is preaching a message that is completely contrary to the Holy Ghost who's been sent down from heaven. We love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.